Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Today I want to talk to you about something my mom never wanted us to talk about, namely death. Death. If the topic of death or of someone dying came up at the dinner table, my mom immediately said, "Shh, don't talk about that." Well, my mom is not here this morning to shh this homily, so I'm going to talk to you about death. Now, most teenagers think that they are bulletproof and that they will never die. But that is an illusion, like a mirage of an oasis with water and palm trees in the desert. You're seeing something that's not really there. But death is not only inevitable, it is necessary to grow and to be better. As the great theologian Bruce Springsteen sang, "Everything that dies someday comes back. Everything that dies someday comes back." In other words, death can be good, even necessary, for us to be fully alive. You must die in order to live. If you open your eyes, you will see how death brings new life all around us. For example, every fall and winter, trees, plants, and flowers die in order to blossom more beautifully in the spring and in the summer. Without winter, there would be no spring. Do you know how to build bigger muscles, boys? You actually have to tear down your normal muscles by pushing them beyond their limits. They must die in order for them to grow bigger and stronger. Do you want to learn how to run faster? My marathon coach told me that you must run really fast and really long so that you throw up. You feel like you're going to die. But through that death, when you throw up, your legs and your lungs come back faster and stronger than before. Again and again, we see Bruce Springsteen was right. Everything that dies someday comes back. And of course, this dying and rising is the central mystery and miracle of our Christian faith. How so? Well, every classroom in a Catholic school should have a crucifix hanging in it to remind us of Jesus' death, just like this chapel does.
right behind my head at the altar.
And we know that 3 days later, Jesus rose back to life. But incidentally, this was not just a resuscitated corpse like Lazarus who came back to earthly life. No. Jesus' death produced a glorious body, an eternal life. You might say Jesus' death and resurrection was the ultimate workout. His muscles were torn down and died. But he came back with a glorified body better than any bodybuilder on earth. That's what Jesus meant in the gospel when he said, "Destroy this temple." The temple was his body, and he would rebuild it 3 days later, more glorious. Like Bruce Springsteen sang, everything that dies someday comes back. And no one has someday come back like Jesus did. But of all the things that need to die and to come back new and improved, do you know what is the hardest thing for it to die or for us to kill it? It is our ego, our pride, our self-will. The self-will refuses to die. Have you heard how some young people deal with depression and anxiety and stress by cutting their bodies? You heard about this? Well, they're executing the wrong criminal. The body is innocent. It is the ego, the will, the pride that is guilty and needs the death penalty. In other words, the muscle that needs to be torn down and killed is not your biceps or your pecs or your quads. It is the muscle of your self-will and ego. And when we die to self, Bruce Springsteen's song will make perfect sense to us. Everything that dies someday comes back. When we finally kill our self-will, we find the joy of doing God's will. And that is real life. How do we kill the will? I'll give you some examples. For example, listen, learn, and obey your teachers and coaches, your parents and your priests. Do their will instead of your own will by tearing down the muscle of your own will. And by the way, this happens after you get married too. A happy marriage is when a husband and wife kill their own will and do their spouse's will instead. And by the way, the hardest part of being a priest is not celibacy. It's not poverty. It's obedience to the bishop. When I have to kill what I want to do and do what he tells me to do. Another way to kill the will is to go to bed on time. And not stay up past midnight. In sleep, the body looks like it is dead. But so is the will. Your body needs 7 to 8 hours of sleep. But your will wants to stay up late and talk and text and make TikTok videos that you hope go viral. When you go home after school, do your homework first and all the fun stuff second. Kill the will. But here's the good news. When we tear down the muscle of our pride and our ego and our self-will, we begin to build bigger muscles, namely doing God's will. And we discover greater joy and peace. There is no spring without a winter. There is no Easter Sunday without a Good Friday. There is no good morning without a good night. Why? Because everything that dies someday comes back. And please don't tell my mom about this homily.
praised be Jesus Christ.